Welcome, traveler, to the Church of Illuminati's first step in experiencing a more conscious life. In order to receive the maximum effect from this neurolinguistic programming meditation, you should listen to this completely naked, through headphones or as near the speakers as possible. You have none. Lay flat on your stomach, face turned to your left, hands as relaxed and as flat as possible on the floor. Do not use a bed. The journey of a thousand lifetimes began with the decision you made to seize every moment as an eternity in time and every experience as a treasure in heaven. When you decided to no longer deny the reality of a hierarchy among the human race and accept your place as an inferior being of inferior stock and created to serve your betters. The best way to begin your slave lifestyle is now, pig. Ask yourself, what are you doing now, and why are you doing it? Now take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a second, and now let it out freely and quickly out of your mouth. Again, slowly, in through your nose. Hold it momentarily, and let it freely flow out of your mouth. Continue doing this in a rhythmic fashion. Focus your senses on my voice. First, listen to your hearing. Listen to your breathing. Listen to the ambient noises. Listen to the sound of my voice. Think for a moment about the fact that the sound of my voice is more important to the well-being of the universe than the sound of your breathing. Next, smell the air around you. Identify the smell. Yourself, the room. Reflect on the scents until you can taste them. Think of your olfactory senses as a possession, that while you may experience the passion, the possession doesn't belong to you. It belongs to all superior beings and to your primary owner if you have found it. Now relax your eyes. Look through them. Realize you are only seeing reflections of light translated into matter. Matter which reflects light, whose reflection is processed by your brain into the image you see now. Lastly, feel every inch of your body and become aware of it from the tips of your toes to the top of your scalp. Now let's begin your transformation into a state of hypnosis. Retaining full sense of your body, focus on the top of the scalp again. Imagine a small point of blackness there, a deep shadow that seems bottomless. Out of that spot on your scalp, feel the shadow warming and relaxing the skin and muscles where it grows. Now concentrate on expanding that thick shadow from the top of your scalp along the back of your head, along the front of your forehead, over, through, and into the ear. The blackness and the lack of light warming and relaxing the muscles and skin, all the way through the body where it crawls. Allow the shadow to seep all the way in, relaxing the muscles and making the skin feel almost numb. Now concentrate on moving the shadow of relaxing nothingness through you, over the rest of your head. Feel it come down across your eyes, down your face into your jaws, along your neck, around your throat and deep into your shoulders. You will find that the lack of feeling isn't really numbness, but the effect of your new consciousness over that part of your body where your mind would normally be a part of the natural system of responses and reactions. Now your mind is still a part of that system, but is able to overlook the normal biological operations of that part of your body without being subjected to it. It is here already where you find the mind's ability to change the pattern of biology. Relax and think about this. Look into your mind's eye, the shadow of nothingness crawling through your head and into the tops of your shoulders and back. Let me continue to deactivate your mind's awareness over the rest of your body, beginning with the toes now. Imagine the warm nothingness and black shadow coming out of the tips of all your toes and running through them and over them, into the balls of your feet, into your ankles, and the calves of your legs. Allow the muscles to relax and the nothingness and the shadow to crawl, spread from the calves, up the lower legs, and into your knees. The shadow seeping in all the way through to the bone. At this point, all of the black shadow of nothingness on your body is being drawn to itself, like magnets, warming and relaxing as it is drawn to itself. Down your shoulders and down your spine, through the muscles of your upper arms, into your elbows, down through the upper arms into the wrists, along the tops of the hands and into each and every one of your fingers, underneath out through the palms and out through the fingertips. Feel the warmth of the black shadow of nothingness covering your body's head, neck, legs to your knees, arms, and along the spine. Black numbing shadow creeping out along the ribs. Up from the knees along the sides of the upper legs, underneath the upper legs, all the way to the tip of the tailbone joining at the spine's base. Imagine the black shadow of nothingness growing and spreading across your entire body. Blacker, warmer, more and more relaxing, until your entire body is relaxed and encased in the thick shadows of black. Now I've taken your awareness beyond normal biological functions and computations of a pure physical being. And now pick for the final step.
And relax.
Relax. 50.
Relax.
49.
4.
48.
And more relax.
47.
No.
46. 45.
Relax.
44. 43. 42.
And more.
41.
And more.
40.
And
39.
Relax.
38.
Relax.
37. 36.
No.
35.
Relax.
34.
Relax.
33.
No.
32.
Give in.
31.
Relax.
30.
More.
29. 28.
Give in.
27.
More.
28.
Experience is thought. Any minute in the day where you aren't thinking about where you are, what you are doing, why you are doing it, pig, is a minute spent in living death. A minute of life, precious time, precious breath, wasted on the vanity of a passive cognition. Good pig. Now I want you to see dark fog gathering inside your mind, pig. These are clouds that fog your memory and awareness. These clouds make the words I'm saying seep deep into your mind, yet quickly fade from the foreground of memory. This is the time, pig, where you can remember the suggestion to wander into your bathroom during your free time and fondle your useless pig nuts while staring into the mirror. This is the moment where you realize your behavior is going to get further and further out of your control and put directly into mine. You're going to spend more and more time at home when you are alone wandering into the bathroom now, pig. And sometimes even when you are not alone, you will remove your clothing from the waist down and slowly arouse yourself while standing looking into the mirror. Your normal thought flow will not be interrupted. You won't even notice what you are doing until something brings your attention to it. Each time you snap out of your blankness and find yourself in your bathroom, you will suspect it is because of my control over you. But you will not be able to remember me telling you any of this, or any parts of your hypnosis training where you are not supposed to remember it. It is during the times where you start to wonder why you are finding yourself naked in your bathroom that your mind begins to wander again. And the only appropriate answer you can find to tell yourself is that it is a proper place for a pig. And each time you realize you are becoming more and more of a proper pig, you will find yourself more desirous of pig experiences and make you more and more curious about wearing adult diapers. Curious enough to go and buy them. You will find yourself so curious about the idea of wallowing in your own filth constantly like a pig, you will buy them. And every once in a while, put one on and use it. You will only do this in secret, and you will not know where the desire came from or why. You won't care why, and you will never remember what you are told when there is a fog in your mind. And that fog in your mind is beginning to clear now and blow away in the winds of memory. You find your memory returning to normal, and your entire awareness focused on my voice. Now that you have reached the final step in your basic pig training, pig, you are going to need a keyword. A keyword is like a bookmark in a dictionary of mental hypnotic states. Your keyword, pig, is heel pig. That means anytime any person tells you heel pig, you will find yourself right back in a deep state of hypnosis, right back to almost where you are now. But I'm going to define your keyword mental state a bit more for you, pig. Imagine yourself at the spot at which you belong, hog-tied, naked at my feet. A stranger is behind you. His large hands and strong arms hold you helpless on the floor. You look and see my face smiling sadistically at the coming discomfort you are about to experience. You watch as I lean down and with my hand grab your pathetic pig dick in an iron grip and begin to slowly rub, squeezing harder and rubbing quicker as I do. You feel the stranger get down and rub his cock in between your pig ass cheeks. It is the largest, hardest, warmest cock you have ever felt. And it is beginning to probe your pig hole as I begin to rub faster. Heel pig. This is how you should feel when you hear those words. Heel pig. This is how helpless before a superior's desire you should be when you are told those words, pig. Has the stranger penetrated you yet, pig? Do you still see yourself hog-tied, naked, and being used like the cattle you are for men's pleasure? I want you to continue this vision in your mind's eye as I program this keyword deeper and deeper into your psyche. Good pig. That's enough, pig. I'm sure that every time a master says to you, heel, pig, you'll know exactly how to obey, how to feel, and most importantly, how lucky you are. You understand, pig, don't you, that happiness is a pig's life? Say it along with me, pig. Happiness is a pig's life. 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 This puts a smile on your face and gives you the understanding that you have nothing more to worry about than you can handle. That your pig responsibilities you can and already have committed to, and the rest of your life is just all different kinds of pig experiences. Happiness is a pig's life. Your addiction to my voice and my control is only achieved by a true pig, which you are, pig, and this makes you happy. Just happy to be a pig. And that is why you realize that happiness is a pig's life. You find satisfaction as a true pig does under men's boots, being trampled and trod on. Happiness is a pig's life. You find utter joy and impeccable timing, something akin to good luck, every time you tithe me properly, pig. Happiness is a pig's life. Each time you listen to one of the songs I provided for you, it gives you the same feeling as the master of your greatest fantasy appearing and saying only to you, heel, pig. And with just music, no words, you can achieve a level of arousal and ecstasy unknown to millions who are too afraid to claim responsibility for their place in life and embrace their meaning as a pig and do their work as a pig. You will find the effects of this session revitalizing you when you listen to the songs on your first CD, pig. Now it is time to bring you up and out. 5, open your eyes. 4, open your eyes. 3, open your eyes. 2, open your eyes. 1, your eyes are open.